Obituary. Milkha Singh. Running as religion. Milkha Singh, the flying Sikh, died on June 18th, aged 90 or 91. Before his best race at the British Empire and Commonwealth Games in Cardiff in 1958, Milkha Singh was under far too much stress to sleep. That day he prayed, touched his forehead to the ground and promised to do his best. But the honour of India, he told God, was in his hands. This was, after all, the new India, independent of Britain for only a decade, striving to win gold in games where, as a part of empire, it had never done before. On the track for the 440-yard sprint, Malcolm Spence of South Africa, the world record holder, was the man he was watching. But if he ran as he planned to, Spence was no danger. He shot from the start as fast as possible, led in the final straight, thought Spence was nowhere near, but then, in a second, sensed him over his shoulder. At the line, with 6 inches between them, Spence failed to pass him, and he won the gold. The stadium erupted. As the Indian national anthem was played and the tricolour ascended, it seemed that 100,000 Englishmen rose to their feet. The sister of Jawaharlal Nehru, the Prime Minister, hugged him afterwards, telling him that he had made India the pride of the world. Those Britishers who stood to salute him, however, knew almost nothing about him. To them, he was just an exotic person, a village boy with a Sikh topknot, who ran with his arms gracefully waving and usually went barefoot, though for international meetings he wore shoes. They did not know that for him, running was not a sport. It was everything. His religion, his beloved life.
微信关注可可双语精读公众号，免费获取海量讲解笔记。